This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Today we are trying to understand what exactly happened to the followers of Jesus when the Holy Spirit came down upon them all at a Jewish festival called Pentecost. But first let's listen to a song which tells a story from the Old Testament, which is in a way connected to today's reading. One of the earliest stories in the Bible tells us that humans once spoke one common language, but they'd become rebellious and were full of pride. So much so that they tried to build a high tower that would access the heavens. God therefore caused the people to speak in different languages to confuse their work, and the people were scattered. This song is called The Tower of Babel, and you can find it and many other songs based on the Old Testament on my website www.sheilahamill.co.uk.
Babel Tower. So very high, right up to the sky. It had been built to a giddy height with bricks and mortar. Just look at the sight. Did ever you see such a thing in your life as Babel Tower? The Lord came down, builders all around. Watched them scurrying by, looked them in the eye. Said, all these people all speak as one. There's no end to what can be done. We must confuse them with separate tongues this very hour. These Babel fools, all down tools, they all said goodbye. Adios, au revoir, die. Just when you thought it would get no worse, it wasn't as if they had all rehearsed. They scattered from there all across the earth by God's own.
What's going on here, like?
Je ne sais quoi, je ne sais quoi.
Vos mangos cloques.
I really don't know. Not a clue.
Okay, the new.
Now we're about to hear a reversal of that story, for in today's reading about the coming of the Holy Spirit, you'll hear how a language barrier is supernaturally overcome as a sign that all nations would be gathered together as one in Christ. So instead of humans trying to access heaven and scattering, heaven was about to come down to earth and draw God's people together. Reading to you from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning." Here's a song called On the Day of Pentecost by Dave Godfrey from the album Dependence Day.
On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came, friends knelt down together, calling on His name.
Lord Jesus, we need Your Spirit, Lord. We need Him to come. Without Him, we can't do now. It's just hopeless, Lord, without Him.
Suddenly with tongues of fire and sound of mighty wind, hearts were filled to bursting and song rang out again. And they sang, Jesus in love for us was crucified. Jesus is risen now, He is alive. Praise be to the Father, praise be to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, briefly in love. Overcome with Spirit power, to the street they came. In languages they did not know, shouted out His name. People from the nations were gathered there that day, hearing in their own tongues these Galileans say. And they said, Jesus in love for you was crucified. Jesus is risen now, He is alive. Praise be to the Father, praise be to the Son, praise be to the Holy Spirit, great being in one. Peter called for order then, silence struck the crowd. Empowered by the Spirit, Peter called out loud,
repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you too will receive this gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
From the crowd 3,000 saved, the church was born that day. Down through many centuries, hear God's people say. And they say, Jesus in love for you was crucified. Jesus is risen now, He is alive. Praise be to the Father, praise be to the Son, praise be to...
This whole event was yet another fulfillment of a prophecy. Peter went on to tell them, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. So this was the beginning, the birth date of the early church. The believers, all 120 of them, had all been gathered in one place and were suddenly filled with power. And 3,000 people became believers that day. The Greek word dunamis is the word that Jesus was using when He told His disciples, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. In other words, you're going to receive explosive dynamite power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And the disciples certainly got people's attention when they took to the streets. The fact that ordinary Galileans began to speak fluently in languages from all over the known world then is amazing. People still speak in tongues today when they pray. The fact that Jesus' followers were now boldly witnessing out in the open air is also amazing. No longer did they confine themselves to closed doors. These people were set free. They spoke out as the Holy Spirit gave them the words to say. No longer were they afraid of the authorities. They didn't care anymore what others would say or do to them as they witnessed. They were ready to face whatever storm of protest came their way. They couldn't hold back the truth anymore. Now it was time to test the limits and break free. They were never going to go back to what they once were. For a new and exciting future beckoned. You must surely know from these words which song is coming next. It's sung by Calabro and it's called Let It Go.
Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on.
The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free.
Crystallizes like an icy blast. I'm never going back. The past is in the bothered me anyway.
Northumbria community sing a song which is actually a Hebridean prayer, and the first chorus may sum up how the disciples may have felt before they received power, and how many of us may be feeling at this very moment. Perhaps today we're lacking in energy, enthusiasm, and hope, but the song picks up as if it had had an injection of joy, as the singer realises exactly what he's singing about. And by the end of the song, you really can't help tapping your feet, even dancing. It simply says this: even though the day be laden, and my task dreary, and my strength small, a song keeps singing in my heart. For I know that I am thine, I am part of thee, thou art kin to me, and all my times, are in thy hands.
Even though the day be laden, and my task dreary, and my strength small, a song keeps singing in my heart. For I know that I am thine, I am part of thee, thou art kin to me, and all my times are in thy hands. Even though the day be laden and my task dreary and my strength small, a song keeps singing in my heart. For I know that I am thine, I am part of thee, thou art kin to me. And all my times are in thy hands. Even though the day be laden and my task dreary and my strength small, a song keeps singing in my heart. For I know that I am thine, I am part of thee, thou art kin to me. And all my times are in thy hands. Even though the day be laden and my task dreary and my strength small, a song keeps singing in my heart. For I know that I am thine, I am part of thee, thou art kin to me. And all my times are in thy hands.
That was Even Though the Day Be Laden by Northumbria Community. I really did enjoy that one. Jesus said in John 16, "Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come." An advocate is one who comes alongside us. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit, when he came, would convict us of our sin. He would comfort us, counsel us, guide and teach us, and lead us into all truth. Here's a song which reflects these words, sung to us by over 700 schoolchildren when they took part in songs of praise in Salisbury Cathedral. It's called Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind. The big question is, can a person receive the Holy Spirit today in exactly the same manner as those disciples did in the times of the early church, as set out in Acts of the Apostles, with wind and fire and even speaking in tongues? Can we be given a newfound freedom to witness in confidence and with power, with gifts poured out in abundance to supply our needs? The church's answer is yes, we can. It is possible to receive the Holy Spirit, but he comes as he wills, just as unpredictably as the wind that blows. So how can we receive, is your next question. Well, in Acts of the Apostles, it happened in many different ways. Peter, later that same day at Pentecost, stood up and told the crowd who were asking how to be saved, that repentance and baptism had to come first, then they would receive the Holy Spirit. And yet, when he visited the house of a Roman centurion called Cornelius and preached there to his relatives and close friends, he found that the Holy Spirit fell on them as he spoke to them before these people were baptized. Later on, as told in Acts 9 and Acts 19, the disciples find that some baptized believers had not received this baptism of fire because they didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. So teaching and the laying on of hands in prayer were needed, so their hearts and minds could be opened. You see, no one was on an assembly line, all being churned out the same. And can't we see that all these ways are valid? In Nicky Gumbel's book, The Questions of Life, he puts it this way. We have an old boiler in our house. The pilot light is on all the time, but the boiler is not always giving out heat and power. Some people have only got the pilot light of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Whereas when people are filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, he says they begin to fire on all cylinders. And when you look at them, you can almost see the difference. St. Paul, in the book of Ephesians, says, keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. He also encouraged a fellow young Christian called Timothy to fan into flame this incredible gift. May this next song, Kindle the Flame, by Northumbria Community, do the same for us. This is Sheila Hummel. Thank you so much for tuning into this programme and sharing this half hour with me. My thanks to Andrew Ridgwick, who helped to produce this programme. I hope you've been encouraged by our programme today and that you'll join me next week as we look at the relationship between the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Before I go, let me read you a final prayer, the first verse of our closing hymn today, written by Keith and Kristen Getty and Stuart Townend. Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Let the presence of the risen Lord come renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your word to come alive in me. Give me faith for what I cannot see. Give me passion for your purity. Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me. Goodbye for now.
Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Bring the presence of the risen Lord to renew my heart and make me whole. Cause your word to come alive in me. Give me faith for what I cannot see. Give me passion for your purity. Holy Spirit, breathe new life in me. Christ in all I do. Holy Spirit, from creation's birth, giving life to all that God has made. Leave.